I was just listening to Arthur to my left, we could have written the same, change the name, and the book would be almost the same. Chapter 10 in my book is called Divine Intervention. We all have those that happen in our lives. I like to read a little bit from chapter 8, which is called If I Grow Up, with the emphasis on the word if. And I start off by saying, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he would not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6, King James Version. If I grow up, that line has struck a chord with me ever since the day I heard one of my foster boys say that. For a young age, we are encouraged to think of what job we want to do or be when we grow up. What contribution do we want to make in the world? We are always asked that question before we even learn to tie our shoes. What do you want to be when you grow up? I had asked that question countless times at Aunt Hattie's place to my foster boys. But one summer evening, after eating a dinner with my foster boys, I didn't want to get the answer I historically got. Certain professions, doctor, lawyer, teacher, engineer, that I normally got. The response that I got was, if I grow up, I looked at my foster son, Lamont, whose mother was on crack and whose daddy was murdered when he came to Aunt Hattie's place. Oh my goodness, I said. I couldn't believe what I just heard, to which I asked curiously, did I hear you say it correctly? Did you say, if I grow up? He matter-of-factly replied, yes, ma'am, because kids around my way don't get to grow up and be somebody. You don't think you're gonna grow up, I asked, baffled. He looked at me and began his story. His father was a high school dropout, sold drugs to support the family, and his mother had been on crack as far back as he could remember. The reason he was placed in foster care was because his grandmother, the woman who had taken him in to raise him, had become senile and had been placed in a nursing home. So therefore, Lamont was admitted to selling drugs and was hoping to get caught, he said, because he wanted to go to jail. There, he said, he would get what is called three hots in a cot. I looked at him and asked, what do you mean by three hots in a cot? Another one of my foster boys answered before Lamont could answer and said, Aunt Hattie, it means three hot meals and a place to sleep in jail. By now, I was speechless.
That's beautiful. And what inspired you to write this? I know you work with foster children, and you also, you know, teach at HBCU. Tell us about it.
Actually, this book has been in the making for the last 10 years, but somehow the Lord had me to pen it when I got sick year before last and was home. And by being an A-type personality, I got to be doing something. So I thought this would be a good time to finish my book. Plus, God had sent my cousin and a girlfriend to say to me, independently of each other, you need to write a book. You're doing so much, you got so many plans and success. People are calling you for advice. You need to write it down. Then that was my cue. I said, now I got to get this book written. And so I started, but my experience, when I was in fifth grade, my school closed in Prince Edward County because of the segregation. And I had been sent away from home to stay with strangers. And I felt like a foster kid and became a foster kid, even though I was staying with a relative. So I could relate to foster kids, and when I saw foster kids on the corner when I was assistant superintendent of schools for Baltimore City, and they didn't have a place, I just took them home for one night. And one night became 20 years later. So it just has been a divine intervention of things happening in my life personally that I have gotten the inspiration and the sensitivity to different things in the world.
That's really beautiful. All right, Bishop Bond, your book is called Teach Your Daughters to Fly. Can you read a passage for us today?
Thank you so much. I want to read from chapter 1, Teach Your Daughters to Fly. This really is about girls and their dads. The moment you realize that your newborn is not a